Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I don't want to speak for you, but I think the four of us, between you, me, and Grandy and the director of sports, Lucas Alexander,
director,
commissioner of the Fantasy Football League at 95.7 The Game, collectively, we think that this is a precursor to what is about to happen in the second half of the year when we get there for the Golden State Warriors. This is a precursor, we believe, okay? So listen to this. It's 55 seconds, and I want to make sure you understand where the conversation started, and it was really us grabbing what we hear from a lot of you, which is they're too old, right? And you can't center your team around a 36, 37-year-old to be star anymore. You can't do that. Is that so? I asked Steve, is that realistic? We hear from a lot of people, you can't be a championship squad when your best player is about to turn 37 years old. Is that realistic? Both listen to what he says at the beginning, but listen closely to what he says at the end.
I think the answer to that is yes, it's realistic. This is a once in a generation player and athlete. He's superbly conditioned. We just watched him 2.5 years ago carry us to the title. This is Steph Curry's team, and he's still an all-star. You saw him in the Olympics this past year. It's our job to put him in a position where we're in the playoffs and we give him a chance with the best group around him, the best schemes, the best coaching, the best training staff. And that's the focus. And Warriors fans know really well that guys like Steph don't come around very often. You know, we went 40 years between titles from 75 to 15. So we have Steph. He's still playing at an elite level. We have to give him every resource to try to take us home again, because we've watched him do it four times. So that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Okay. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And I think he said it, Dibs, two different ways in that clip that we just heard. He starts out by saying it is our job. It is our job to surround him with whatever he needs. And then he circles back at the end and essentially says it again. There is nowhere in there that I heard him say, it's our job to develop Jonathan Kuminga. It's our job to develop Brandon Pajemski. It's our job to make sure that Moses Moody lives up to his contract by getting enough minutes. Like, Steve Kerr told us, without telling us yesterday, exactly what the entire mindset of the Warriors organization is. You don't have to agree with it, but this is where they're coming from. There's one focus only. Steph Curry. And get him what he needs and everything else we are willing to lose if that's what it means.
Well, the resources, and that to me means you're going to bring in players if that's what resources mean. And he talked about having the best training staff and the best coaching staff and all the other things that are already in place or are going to be in place. I don't think you're going to find a better trainer or a better head of sports medicine than Rick Celebrini to suddenly come in, and that's going to make you a better team. But the one thing that makes it interesting to me is, can you be in a spot heading to the deadline where actual additional resources matter? Because right now you're stuck in a morass of five teams separated by one game in the standings. And there are clearly two or three, maybe four teams that are the creme de la creme in the West. And then there's about six teams in the middle and you're one of them. So can you get to a spot where you are one resource away from being a team that can be a championship contender? That I think they have to show on the floor, because right now you're 14-11. And if you play the next 20 games and you go 10-10 and you're 24-21, how motivated will you be as a team to go out there and try to get that one resource if you're still kind of stuck in the mud?
I think very. I don't think this team needs Steph Curry or anyone else to prove to them that he can win. They're already convinced. And I'd argue the 14-11, they may respond to that by saying, yeah, but that was before our first acquisition. I think they think that they're a better team today than they were.
A better team today because they have a player as opposed to an injured player.
So we got to see who they are with this group. Like, whatever you think about Dennis Schroeder and whether or not he is a game-changing acquisition, the Warriors just acquired a starter and a finisher. 20% of their starting lineup, 20% of their finishing lineup just got acquired, and they've not played a minute with him yet. So I don't know that we know who they are right now, because they just, at least mildly, reinvented themselves.
A little bit. I mean, they added a piece. They added a piece where they didn't have a piece because D'Anthony Melton was hurt. But I look at the overall roster, and I still see major flaws in the second unit where Buddy Hield has largely become the player that many other fans warned us about. Buddy had the great hot start, and we all were saying, man, why did all these teams sour on Buddy Hield? Well, this is the Buddy Hield experience that many of the fan bases have seen, and you know, Kyle Anderson and GP2 and all the rest of the roster, they're mostly limited players. Can you turn three of those guys or four of those guys into a real bona fide star to pair with Steph Curry? Well, maybe, and that's something that we'll have to see at the deadline, but you know, the whole roster right now, you're playing 12 guys and you'd love to play eight, but you can't play eight because you don't have eight clear-cut guys you want to play. So you're playing 12, hoping that maybe eight or nine of them will percolate to the top, and then you'll have nine to play, and then you'll have a real rotation. I do think that they're playing 12 because they don't have nine.
I think that's going to start to whittle down.
Didn't they say 20 games?
They did, and we're at 25. And they just acquired somebody else that they're going to lean on a lot. They're going to lean on him to score. They're going to lean on him to defend. They're going to lean on him to start.
And Steve said he's going to play the non-Steph minutes.
All of them.
And that's 16 minutes right there, because Steph is playing about 32. And then he'll play probably another 10.
At least.
He'll play another 14 with Steph. So that's 30 minutes for him right there, which means Pod's minutes get cut. GP2s get cut, and you know the rotation will pare down by the very nature of bringing in a 30-minute-a-night guy.
Let me ask you this, and we can throw it out to our audience at 888-957-9570. Just take the concept that Steve just threw out there. Do you agree with it? And the concept is our job is to surround Steph with what he needs, period. Period. You don't hear him say, I mean, not at the expense of 2028.
Of course.
We don't want to do that. And if financially it's not right, we don't want to do that. We certainly don't want to mess with JK. He didn't say any of that. Our job is to help Steph because we are Steph. That's what he said. And to me, it's at the core of the Warrior disagreement that I hear. I hear from a lot of fans. We talk about it, and so if that's the organization's stance, do you agree with it or not?
I agree with it, but be careful what you do when you trade Jonathan Kuminga, because I think he's trending toward being a very good player. I don't know if he'll ever be an all-star, because being an all-star, and we can run over the list of who has been an all-star over the last 10 years, the list of players who have actually made an all-star team is about 50 or 60 players.
It's short. Yeah.
You get the same guys year after year. So for me, that's not a fair bar for him to have to clear, but be careful what happens when you trade Jonathan Kuminga, a 22-year-old who's got a lot of upside.
Totally get it. Totally get it. And here's what I think Steve is saying. This is really what I think. They're not asking themselves the question that we ask ourselves. We ask ourselves, is Jonathan going to be good? Is he going to be an all-star? Or, we don't know yet because he's only 22 and we haven't really seen what can happen. Last five games, the stats are good. That's what we do. The organization has one question for Jonathan. It has nothing to do with whether he can average 20 points a game or whether or not he's going to be an all-star someday. They have one question for Jonathan. Excuse me, Jonathan, are you the right person to stand next to Steph?
Right now.
That's it.
For me, the question is more about when. It's not if, it's about when. Because okay. If Kuminga can be that guy in 2028, well, that doesn't help you.
That's right.
And that doesn't help for what Steve is saying about, maximizing the Steph Curry window.
I'll buy your addition. Use the words right now.
Right.
Are you the right person to stand next to Steph Curry right now? Because if you're not, you're gone. And we don't really even want to talk about any of the other aspects that scare everybody watching Warrior basketball. They don't care. It's not that they don't care. I shouldn't say it that way. They're willing to make that sacrifice.
Well, he's willing to, Steve Kerr. And I think he
speaks for the organization.
I don't know if he speaks for Joe Lacob. And you heard Joe Lacob talk about the Steph Curry timeline. What about the Joe Lacob timeline?
What about it?
And that, to me, becomes an interesting push-pull in all this, because Joe Lacob is the one who ultimately makes these calls. And if you go to Joe and you say, Kuminga, Pods, TJD, and two first-round picks for fill-in-the-blank NBA star, and Joe says, I don't want to do that because in 2028, we're going to stink and I'm going to be here and none of you will be. I think there's a push-pull there that's going to be played out.
Maybe, but I with all due respect, and I know he's the boss, he's the owner, I would imagine that everybody else in the organization is like, good for you, Joe. Have fun owning in 2028. None of us are going to be here. None of us care about that. I don't even know what that means. Like 5 years from now, 4 years from now, how could we even predict what on earth is going on with any of these players or this team or the financial structure or anything else? Kyle Shanahan will call in on Zoom and say, I don't even know if we're going to be alive by then. That's not what they care about. And I am inclined to get on that boat with them. And I am fully willing. I will promise to the audience right now, if I'm the jerk in 2027, I'm ready for that. I'm absolutely ready for that. If JK is at the All-Star game in a Pelicans jersey or a Nets jersey or whatever, and the Warriors organization has egg on their face, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And it's not because I believe that they're going to win a title if they trade JK, but I think that that's the right focus. I really do, even if it's unlikely though it may be. So do you agree with that focus of the Golden State Warriors? This is about helping Steph right now, period, meeting over. Do you agree with that?